Spoilers, offensive content. Welcome to Two Fat Guys Talk, episode 99, the episode where we talk about problematic people. My name is Carlos. I am one of the two titular fat guys. You may be wondering where the other titular fat guy is. His name is Dave. Shout outs to Dave. Dave is not joining us today. Dave is at Fragapalooza, a weekend-long PC gaming convention in lovely Leduc, Alberta, that he attends every year. And he gave me his blessing to go on with this because he knows that I wanted to put my thoughts to audio about this. He says he'll chime in either through comments or perhaps in the next episode of the podcast, he'll talk about his thoughts and feelings on the topics here. So, without further ado, let's talk about problematic content creators, problematic personalities in general. Let's talk about a few of them. Let's talk about whether it's okay or not to enjoy their work despite their being problematic. And that kind of topic. You know, very uncomfortable, sober things. I realize that we never, ever delve into cynicism or talk about anything dour here on Two Fat Guys Talk, the podcast, the movie, the show, the game, the book. But today really warrants it. And let's begin our journey into mediocrity with one Nick Robinson. Nick Robinson is a Polygon. Did he ever do reviews? He worked for Polygon, worked, operative word, past tense. He did a bunch of video series for them, such as Carboys. He did a lot of impressions on the latest Sonic Mania, because I guess he's a big fan of 2D Sonic games. Nick Robinson also is a serial sexual harasser who abused his power to force the women that he harassed and solicited nudes and sex from to not come forward. Nick basically said something about some game, and someone jumped on him for you know what? I'm not going to go through the total history of how this came about because I'd have to go look up the game he was complaining about on Twitter, and I just don't want to do that. The most important part here is that Nick Robinson has been, and I'll throw this word out there even though I'm pretty certain he's been doing this, he has been allegedly abusing his power to make life very difficult for women in games for a long time by basically prepositioning them for sex, for nudes, and using his power and influence to keep them from coming forward. So, let's get this out of the way right now. There is no debate here. There are no two sides of this issue. Nick Robinson is a piece of shit. Nick Robinson is a deplorable human fucking being. He is a waste of oxygen. And his apology he put out here recently for what he did is wholly and completely insufficient. He does not understand that what he did was not flirting. What he did was systemic sexual harassment and abuse of power. And he has not apologized for that, and I very strongly doubt he ever will apologize for that. Especially to the women that he hurt. And even though he won't apologize for it, I'll give you an apology instead. To the women that Nick Robinson hurt, I am so sorry that modern gaming is so fucking terrible, that men have made it so horrible that you have to put up with people like Nick Robinson. There's no debate here whether or not Nick Robinson is a monster or not. He's a monster. There's no debate whether or not he did it. Of course he fucking did it. There, all these disparate reports of him harassing game developers, asking them for blowjobs and for nude pics, and then using his influence to keep them from telling others. He fucking did it. So if I hear anyone commenting, if I hear anyone coming to me and saying like, well, it's alleged, we don't know that he did it. A preemptive fuck you to you, and a get fucked on top of that. The question is not whether or not Nick Robinson is a monster. He's a monster. The question is it okay to still like Nick Robinson's content? There's also another question of who's complicit in what Nick Robinson did. And we're not just going to talk about Nick Robinson. We're going to talk about a lot of problematic people. So all aboard, we're probably going to offend some men. And honestly, if I'm offending cretins, I'm doing something right. So I don't really care that we're offending some men. Is it okay to like problematic content creators? Is it okay to like problematic personalities? Well, is it okay to like their content, what they produce, their art, let's say? The short answer to that is yes. Yes, it is okay. The long answer is obviously much more complicated. Art is subjective. Art is expression. It's exactly that. It's the kind of thing that the best art has flaws and comes from artists who are themselves flawed. That's not up for dispute. That really just is the way everything has worked out. That doesn't mean that artists who are, let's say, mentally well-adjusted can't create good art, or great art even. Of course they can. But think of it. Your favorite films, your favorite characters in those films, your favorite set pieces, locations, and whatnot, their flaws are not just present. They're part of the reason why you remember them so vividly, why they made an impact with you. Flaws make art. Art is flawed. Characters are flawed. The best characters have flaws. Sometimes huge, sometimes inexcusable flaws. And it's totally okay to like those characters or to even identify with some aspect of them. So in this way, to say that some content creators, some artists are in fact flawed, this is a very human thing. This is a fact. This is something that cannot be denied. You cannot divorce yourself from a flawed artist if you like any kind of art. It just doesn't happen. It's like being indoors and expecting you won't be 9 feet from a spider at any point in time. You will be. So it is okay, despite what Nick Robinson did, to go back and watch Carboys. You're allowed to go back and watch it and divorce yourself from what he did and enjoy the content he put out with Griffin McElroy. And we'll get to the McElroys in a minute. More than a minute. Stay tuned. Just like how it's okay to go back and like JonTron's material, his current videos, his old Game Grumps stuff, despite the fact that John Javari, JonTron, is a total fucking neo-Nazi and making a acquaintance and hanging out with other neo-Nazis. It's okay to divorce yourself from the fact that he's a terrible person and still go enjoy the things that he did. And this bodes true of anyone. You're allowed to like Dan Savage's sex advice, even though he's a raging fatphobe. You're allowed to like Maddox's humor articles and videos, even though he's an imbecile of the highest caliber who has suicide-shamed and fat-shamed a lot of people. You're allowed to like Orson Scott Card fiction and enjoy it as immensely well-written fiction, despite the fact that Orson Scott Card was a piece of shit. You're allowed to do all of that. You're allowed to like Tom Cruise movies, even though Tom Cruise himself is a dirty, dirty Scientologist who, through his actions and the religion that he follows, has hurt a lot of people. And that's not an anti-religion sentiment. People should be allowed to worship any god they see fit and hold any religious beliefs they see fit, provided they're not hurting anyone else. It's just Scientology that I say a big fuck you to. It is totally okay to enjoy any of that. I do think that that people do have a certain responsibility not too frequently share that content. Because when you do that, when you share a JonTron video, when you share something Dan Savage has done, when you share a Carboys video, you are indirectly giving a problematic person room to grow. You're expanding their clout. Now, that's not to say you can't share things you find funny with other people who also find it funny. I've done that same thing, right? I'm just saying, be mindful. Try not to sing too many praises of awful people. Know that even though they may do something that you enjoy, and that can even be beneficial, and by any definition good, that they also have a side that should not be given too much exposure, let's say. It's okay to do that. It's okay to totally like the WWE, even though the WWE is a supporter of Donald Trump's homophobic, transphobic, racist regime. And yeah, I would urge you to exercise some caution in spreading that material, but it's okay to like it. It doesn't make you a bad person to like problematic content. And yeah, I'm saying that also knowing that Dave and I on this podcast and also on our other show, Carlos and Dave Anime Review, the best anime review and reaction show on the internet found at animereview.xyz, we have said problematic things. We have said ableist things. We have made rape jokes. We have said we have used the R word. We have used many... We have said many, many bad things. And while I neither apologize for nor condone them, I do believe firmly that it is okay for you to express that you find that problematic. It is okay for you to say, I don't like that you said that. Just as it is okay for me to say, we're sorry to hear that. We believe that perhaps there's another show out there for you. It might not be ours. Best wishes. You know, you don't need to shit on someone who doesn't find your humor funny. And, you know, humor can be problematic. It's good to recognize that. So, yeah, we're kind of problematic content creators, too. We're trying to be better. But both Dave and I have had a very patriarchal upbringing. And toxic masculinity is deeply entrenched in a lot of what he and I say and do, even though we try very hard to step away from that, to fight our natures. It's still our nature. It's still kind of how we were brought up and, you know, how society brings up boys and men as well. Part of the reason that men are awful is because men are trained to be. Patriarchy drills into men not to show emotion boys and men are taught to hide their emotions. They're taught to treat girls and women as disposable objects. In a real way, men are the biggest victims of patriarchy at the hands of other men. This is not women's fault. But I mean, you know, that's deeply entrenched in us, and that brings up a question of, you know, Nick Robinson kind of behaved like the patriarchal ideal. He behaved... Yeah, you got your alt-right fuckwits and your idiotic gamer gators talking, holding up Nick Robinson and going, see, the left is violent and regressive, while the very next breath they're praising his actions and saying he did nothing wrong. Oh yeah, I've seen this, because MRAs, gamer gators, just awful, awful people, the sludge of the earth. There's a question to ask of, you know, Nick Robinson behaved according to the patriarchal ideal. Is he really at fault? Well, obviously he is. And this does bring up the greater conversation of how are we supposed to know better if we're taught from a very young age? And I'm not blaming my family or Dave's family or anyone like that, because they were also brought up in this environment. When I say we were brought up in a very patriarchal environment, I just mean in general. We live in the most conservative part of a country that thinks itself liberal, but is actually quite conservative as well. So, I mean, it's not a condemnation of our families. It's more, you know, we're kind of, it's 2017, and we are arguably at our most regressive point in human history, because a lot of these old antiquated ideals of patriarchy are just so abundant now and so celebrated. It's in a way what Nick Robinson did is unsurprising, because I mean, why wouldn't he? Boys and men are taught, you know, that women are just, you know, it's just bitches, right? You know, you gotta abuse bitches, right? That's how you're a man. And what Nick Robinson did was extra insidious, super insidious. Like, yeah, fuck JonTron too, but as far as I know, JonTron hasn't solicited sex and nude photos from a lot of women in gaming, and then used his power and influence to keep them from coming forward. And Nick Robinson did that. There are a lot of ways that Nick Robinson's way worse than JonTron. Fuck both of them, let's be clear. But it's an insidious problem, and women in gaming have it so hard. Women in gaming can't even criticize gaming and how male-dominant storytelling in games is, without having a lot of awful, awful men on the internet dox them and attempt to attempt to ruin their lives. Like, I say this a lot, Zoe Quinn still can't go home. And none of the people responsible for doing that to her will ever see 1 minute of jail time. And, like, Nick Robinson should be in jail. Like, he should be at least facing some kind of trial or fine, because what he did was immensely wrong. He committed a crime. And it's not just flirting. You're allowed to flirt within boundaries and within reason. You're allowed to flirt, and you're allowed to be a horn dog, and you're allowed to say, I'd fuck Crystal from Star Fox. You're allowed to have hentai folders. You're allowed to be pervy about fictional characters, even fictional characters who are underage. You're allowed to look at real-life people and find them attractive. Yeah, even people who are underage. Here's the difference. Nick Robinson hit on them past the point of decency. First of all, he should not be hitting on minors at all. He should not be soliciting sex nudes from underage girls. Secondly, from women who are of age and closer to his age that he could reasonably flirt with, the moment they tell him to stop, or the moment that he sees that they're not comfortable with it, he should fucking stop. Look, I'm a giant horn dog. I got porn folders. I've said pervy and lewd comments on the internet shows I do with Dave. And if I'm flirting with a woman, or a man, wink, and they tell me to stop, or I can see that they're not comfortable, and maybe they're not telling me to stop because they've had bad experience with men, because men are fucking piss babies who can't take no, I will stop. And if I can do that, so can Nick Robinson, who is way more attractive and charismatic than I am and probably has a much easier time getting women interested in him. If I can have that kind of restraint, why can't anyone who is of sound mind? It is absurd to think about. Like, even if we divorce the morality of it all, and let's just be totally amoral, let's pretend we're all sociopaths, and go, Nick Robinson wants to get his dick wet. It is against his best interests to act the way he did to get his dick wet, purely. Because he'll have a much easier time treating women like human fucking beings. I can assure you that women who are treated like human fucking beings are much more likely to want to fuck you. Again, this is if we're being completely amoral and just treating everyone like everyone's a fucking sociopath. And of course, that's not the case. What we have here is an insidious human being who, by any morality, by any ethical standard that isn't fucked beyond belief, has done something horrible. Now, who's complicit in what problematic people do? I am a huge fan of the McElroy brothers. My Brother and Me, one of my favorite podcasts. And The Adventure Zone has been one of the most amazing pieces of fiction I've heard anywhere. I strongly recommend listening to The Adventure Zone from the beginning. It's a D&D podcast, but the story told in it and the way the three McElroy brothers and their father Clint act as their characters and roleplay them is as comedically hilarious as it is just heart-wrenchingly heartwarming. It is good stuff. I'm a big fan of the McElroy brothers, and I like Griffin McElroy. Griffin McElroy, from what I know, was quite close to Nick Robinson. They had the show Carboys. They had the podcast Cool Games Inc., both of which I imagine are never going to have another episode. And some people have asked, you know, is Griffin McElroy... Fuck, why is McElroy such a hard word for me to say? Is Griffin McElroy complicit in what Nick Robinson did? And no, Nick Robinson had friends in the industry, some of which who came out and said, yeah, they're not surprised that this came out about Nick Robinson, which again is damning. It's damning because, of course, he did it. There's no question based on the victim statements and the statements from people close to Nick Robinson. Are they complicit in what he did? Well, no. Whenever someone does something terrible, they are to blame. Victims are not complicit in their own victimization. This is true regardless of whether or not they were engaging in activity that is in and of itself abhorrent, but also led to that victimization. These are separate issues. And no, by abhorrent, I don't mean women women in scantily clad dress. There is absolutely nothing wrong with that, and anyone who thinks that a woman is asking for it for the way they're dressed is a human being that can just find the nearest cliff and walk right the fuck off it. People other than the perpetrator are not complicit in that person's actions, but definitely, though, you know, I am going to be wary of what Griffin McElroy says and does from here on out. He has come out and said that, you know, he's heartbroken about it. He has asked people not to ask for receipts. He's asked for people not to demand proof of the allegations. He is correct to do so, because while in an ideal society, we would need to provide proof that Nick did all this bad shit, the fact of the matter is that the gaming industry in 2017 is such that when women come forward about awful behavior by men, they are targeted by people who believe that Gamergate is just about ethics in video game journalism and not a giant misogynistic hate group online. This is the reality of 2017 and gaming in general. This is why women don't come forward. And it's not just gaming. It's an everywhere problem. Like, less than 1% of rapists who are reported and convicted ever see jail time. Ever. And that's just people who are reported. There are a lot of rapes, most of them against women and most of them by men, that just are never reported. Loads of cases of sexual harassment, of bullying of women by men who, like, they're just never reported. That's a problem when we flip the genders up a bit. Like, men who are raped, whether by women or men, and it's men doing it most of the time there too. Like, if they come forward and report it, there are cases of male police officers just laughing at them. You know, like, it's insidious, the patriarchal systemic sexism that we live under. And, yeah, that's a system that basically means that we cannot live up to the ideal. When we have so many disparate reports about one person coming forward and a bunch of his closest friends saying that they're not surprised he finally got caught, yeah, he did it. He fucking did it. Don't even try to argue that Nick Robinson is innocent. Even his shitty non-apology confirms it, because he came out and just called it flirting. Even just reading the delusional rantings he put out there that he thinks constitute a fucking apology are evidence, damning evidence, that he hurt a lot of women in gaming. And he's a sexual predator. He is a sexual predator. I urge any woman or man, if it turns out that his interests go beyond just women, I urge anybody to be very wary of starting any kind of relationship with him, because he's a sexual predator. And, like, he will continue to be a sexual predator. Who's complicit, though? I mean, look, Griffin McElroy didn't do this to women. Honestly, I don't think my heart could stand if the McElroys were terrible people. I already had to deal with, like, so many people in recent memory turning out to be just horrible people. Everyone from Nick Robinson to John Jafari to Jerry Seinfeld to William Shatner to everyone and anyone in between. I'm just so wary of, you know, is tomorrow the day I'm going to find out that Eagle Raptor is a white supremacist? Is tomorrow going to be the day that I find out that the best friend Zaibatsu are a cabal of people who believe in the superiority of men over women? Like, is that going to happen? I'm just so scared of that, honestly. And I think that's why the Nick Robinson thing hit a lot of people hard, and why it's extra insidious, because Nick positioned himself as an ally. He was a person who fought for diversity in gaming. He was a person who wanted to promote women developers. And it turns out that he is not liberal or progressive at all. It turns out that he's awful. And, like, who's next? Like, Polygon did the right thing in firing him. Is Polygon complicit? There may be people at Polygon who may have turned a blind eye, and if so, they need to do the right thing and step down, I think. I will be immensely disappointed if I see Griffin McElroy or Justin or Travis come out in support of Nick Robinson or do any project with him again. Just like how I'll be really disappointed if Aaron Hansen ever has a Game Grumps episode where he has JonTron back, because I don't think JonTron deserves it. Are they complicit in these people's actions? No, of course not, but it's left me rather wary. It's left me rather tired of wondering who's next. Who's the next person in gaming or in tech or in films or whoever that's going to end up being a terrible fucking human being that is nowhere near as progressive as I once thought. That's the 2017 we live in. That is reality right now. So those are the thoughts I wanted to put to audio. As I mentioned at the beginning, Dave will no doubt have input to add. He'll either do that through comments or through the next podcast. You should go to our website, twofatguystalk.com, and you should listen to our podcast there or see our other show, the Carlos and Dave Anime Rave, the best anime review and reaction show on the internet, which you can also find at animerave.xyz. Both of those URLs go to the same website. If you have anything, any feedback about this show or about any podcast we've done, go to our website. There's a little send voicemail link on the right. Click there. You can use your computer's microphone to send us a voicemail. We'll have it on the show and we'll talk about it. We haven't had voicemail in a while, but there were quite a few episodes where we did. I'd like to see more voicemail crop up, so if you have something to say about this or any other topic we've talked about or anything in general, maybe you just want to rant about nothing in particular, by all means, we'll put you on the show. We'll talk about it. Yeah, that's about it. As always, you know, just remember, flirt within boundaries. Stop when you see the other person's uncomfortable or when they ask you to stop. Treat women like human beings. And that's it. I'm out. Bye, folks.